the rest of the story. Who invented the computer? The electronic digital computer that over the last four decades has so dramatically changed the world? The most often answer to that question is Dr. John Mauchly, M-A-U-C-H-L-Y. Mauchly and his partner Presper Eckert did develop the ENIAC computer in 1946, the presumed granddaddy of all electronic digital computers. So Mauchly is the name that you hear, Dr. J.W. Mauchly. Presumed, however, is the operative word because Dr. Mauchly is not the name that deserved to be listed among the Edisons and the Bells of the world. And for this, we have the declaration of a federal judge in 1973. And the reason that that judge's decision failed to make headlines, well, that's the rest of the story. John Vincent Atanasoff was born October 4, 1903, on the family farm west of Hamilton, New York. Atanasoff's genius was early evident. He zoomed through high school in 2 years. He got his Bachelor of Science from the University of Florida. He accepted a teaching fellowship at Iowa State. It was while working on his doctorate that the young physicist became frustrated with figures, particularly with the time that it took to make the complex calculations necessary for his doctorate thesis. Thereafter, when Atanasoff returned to Iowa State as an assistant professor, he grew determined to speed up the world of mathematics with the invention of a supercalculator, which became the electronic digital computer. The first logic circuit contained 13 vacuum tubes, but it worked. His invention proved practical by January 1939. Iowa State approved a grant to develop the computer. So it appeared John Atanasoff was in the express lane en route to the history books. About that time, however, a Pennsylvania scientist named Mauchly showed up on John Atanasoff's doorstep. I mean, literally, at the front door of Atanasoff's home in Ames, Iowa. Unprepared but gracious as always, the Atanasoffs offered their visitor the guest room. Mauchly called it a vacation, but he soon began asking questions, said that he'd learned of Atanasoff's recent invention and was eager to see it. Well, proudly, naively, Atanasoff accommodated Mauchly. Then Mauchly went home, and after World War II, he became famous for having supposedly invented the electronic digital computer. Stunned, Atanasoff consulted his Chicago attorney, only to discover that his years-old patent application had somehow been misplaced and had never been filed, and the attorney said he was sorry. It took the courts more than a quarter of a century to set the record straight, but 27 years later it was set straight. During all of those years, Dr. J.W. Mauchly became known as father of the computer. And that misconception is generally held to this day. Because, you see, in 1973, when a federal judge did decree that John Atanasoff was the rightful father of the computer, you didn't hear about it. Your attention was diverted. This should have been an earth-shaking decision handed down October 19, but on that date, that news was obscured by other news of something called the Saturday Night Massacre, the ongoing attention-grabbing saga, the much ado about Watergate. Now you know the rest of the story.